Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
305, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday eve. The weather is perfect. Folks reached out to me saying, Jeff, Chesterfield County got a new police chief. What happened to Frank Carpenter? Is this Ed Carpenter somehow related to him? Well, I'm with you. I didn't even know Frank Carpenter's given name was Edward. No, it's Frank Carpenter. Everybody knows him as Frank. And now they're going to know him as Colonel, and now they're going to know him as Chief, and that's a good thing, because he's a rock-solid guy, a real cop, a real honest-to-goodness cop up through the ranks, has devoted decades to Chesterfield County, and I think he's going to do a great job. I really do. And I love the fact, I just want to go off on this tangent for a second, then we got a lot of stuff we got to deal with, but I want to go off this tangent for a second. I love the fact that Chesterfield County could say, look, we're going to do a national search. That's wonderful. But as I said at the very beginning, you don't need to do a national search. You've got people inside of Chesterfield County that are ready tomorrow to step into the chief slot. Frank Carpenter, Brad Badgero, two of the finest law enforcement professionals you would ever meet. And I'm very happy personally with the choice of Frank Carpenter. So, again, if you hear, you know, Lieutenant Colonel Edward Carpenter Jr., nobody knows who that is. Everybody knows him as Frank. So, Frank Carpenter, congratulations on that. And LeVar Stoney may or may not endorse someone. He's looking for somebody who meets his criteria. What's your criteria there, your mayorship? Corrupt, devoid of values, not particularly on the ball, willing to violate the law, make sure that potholes are not filled and trash is not collected and children cannot read. God, I hope that nobody meets your criteria. Oh, I almost forgot the Tom Farrell screw-up you were able to do. Now, that is where LeVar Stoney actually has accomplished something that absolutely, positively nobody in the history of Richmond has been able to do. That is to take a project put together by, packaged by, endorsed by Tom Farrell and screw it up. It's never happened before. Tom Farrell was, you know, kind of the quiet guy behind the scenes, but he was on every board, right? He was the chairman or the CEO or the member of the board for everything. And he was able to get people to work together and never wanted the publicity. I wonder if my friends at Dominion realize how much they're ticking him off because after he passed, they named the building after him. It's a little bit like Lieutenant Jan McTernan. There's no way I could have named it the Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honor while Jan was around. She would have kicked my rear end. Are you kidding me? And I think Tom Farrell, if somebody would have said to him, hey, we're naming this building after you, well, over my dead body. Okay, well, now we got you, Farrell. You passed, and guess what? We are naming it after you. But that is LeVar Stoney's biggest note. The most notable part of LeVar Stoney's miserable, pathetic excuse of a mayoral administration is that he was able to screw up a Tom Farrell project that would have helped to reinvigorate the city of Richmond. Which one of the geniuses is going to be vying for his support? You know that Dr. Danny What's-His-Face, he's giving away free ice cream. Now, I only know that because Heidi and I were down at the Altria last night. We went to see Shucked. And I got to tell you, what a great show it is. I had never heard of it. And I was ready to go in thinking, well, it's a show about corn. But, you know, it's a night out with the bride and it'll be fun. And it's at the Altria Theater, so it'll be nice. Heidi doesn't do that. Heidi does research, which really bugs me, because it's like, you know, you're okay, I got it, you're smarter than I am, all right, you don't have to rub it in, but she does research. She was reading about the production of the show and who wrote and how they wrote and how long it took them to write it and blah 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 blah, all sorts of stuff. And then she's looking at the music. Oh, this is what's going to be about. This way I know what's going to happen. I said, well, then why do you need to see the show? I want to go see the show so that I don't know what's going to happen. But Anyway, we're down there, so you know we're right there in the heart of the occupied territory that is VCU. And written in chalk on the sidewalks, free ice cream with an arrow. And it says, meet Dr. Danny Uvola, or whatever the hell his name is. Whatever. But it's there. Free ice cream is the hook. It's not the fact you can meet him. Nobody gives a crap about that. They're college kids. They're going to get free ice cream. But sadly, because they are college kids and they do get free ice cream, the reality is they'll know exactly what his name is and then they're going to vote for him. That's the problem. Although one of these nitwits has to win, right? That's an even worse situation when you think about it. One of those five people running for mayor of the city of Richmond will actually win. Could it get worse than LeVar Stoney? Highly improbable. But Dr. Danny is doing everything to go as in as humanly possible with all of the far left wing woke garbage. So it is another reason why people are reminded that not living in the city is not a bad option. Not a bad option. I'd love for them to do something about the kids that are stuck in RPS. Right? There's nobody in RPS because their parents want them to be there. You may not like to hear that. You may not want to say it, but that is the reality. If you could get your kid out of Richmond Public Schools, you would. But you don't. You can't. You don't have the economic wherewithal. Now, it'd be nice if you did. It'd be nice if somehow, as a Commonwealth, we said, well, look, you make the decision for your kid. What's going to work best for them? Here's a chunk of money. Same chunk of money you would have given to RPS. It goes to the other district or a private school or religious school. I don't care. You're the parent. You know best for your child. You make that decision. But we don't have that. So those parents, for the most part, don't have the money. And so they are living in the city of Richmond, which means their kids are consigned to the Richmond Public Schools. I'd like to hear any of these people talk about that. I really would. I'd like to hear them talk about fixing RPS. I'd like to hear them talk about supporting cops and firefighters in the city of Richmond. I don't hear that. I hear from a couple of folks running for city council. Reva Trammell down there on the south side, obviously. Reva's the incumbent, and, you know, Reva's been on the right side of stuff as far as I'm concerned. And if I lived in her district, in her ward, I wouldn't have any problem voting for her, but I don't. Paul Goldman, who was with us yesterday. You know, Paul Goldman's a tried and true Democrat, but I don't hold that against him. I mean, he's a nice enough guy. And I think it's interesting that in that first city council district where Paul is running, the Republicans there are supporting him. And I wish him well. Again, you know, I don't endorse people. Nobody cares what my endorsement is. But I do share with you that if I lived in that first city council district, oh, I would absolutely vote for Paul. I wouldn't have any problem with that at all. Because he's the only guy I've heard there who's talked about RPS and the police officers and the fire and all the other stuff that really goes along with city government. City government is not the place where you launch into big production pieces about abortion and wars and these issues. The real issues in the city, in the county, in your town, wherever they are your streets being paved when they need to be paved? Are they being plowed when they need to be plowed? Are the schools working for your kids? I mean, those are the issues. But anyway, I digress. I simply wanted to share that with you because, well, what the heck? It's my show and I get to do that. My Halloween costume tonight? Yes, I will wear one. Did I wear one to work? There's some sort of a Halloween event at the Radio Factory. My answer is no. Why? Because I'm an adult. That's why. I look at some of these photos and I'm thinking, my God, really? Are you not 30, 40, 50 years old? Get back to work. I don't have any patience for that. I think I just think it's such an absolutely, totally ridiculous thing that happens. Now, some places, I guess they do it and people like it. I can remember being there at the Radio Factory and some of the staff like came marching by the office door years. I mean, it's a long time ago. marching by to show me their stuff. Like, I don't care. I don't care. Go back to work. This is a place of employment. Now, if you're going to a Halloween party and it's friends, well, that's something else. Get dressed up. Enjoy yourself. But I don't think that it can work. Anyway, all right, that's enough of that stuff, right? We don't have to talk about that. Chris Ruddy is going to be here in just about 20 minutes. Chris, as you know, the guy who put together Newsmax, and I'm going back, I guess got to be 30 years ago, that Chris really started Newsmax. It kind of started as a newsletter, and there was a magazine, and it's just grown and grown and grown. They're opening up a bureau in France, I guess. They're going to have clearance on a French television network. I just saw that earlier today. I'm going to have to remind Chris, je parle un très petit peu de français. You know, I need somebody to help him out. I'm there for him. But Chris is a great guy, and Chris has known Donald Trump forever and ever. And I wanted to bring him in just to talk a little bit about that. People are shocked and amazed at how personable and friendly Donald Trump is, how great the marketing is inside of the Trump campaign. If you don't think that McDonald's and that trash truck were brilliant PR moves, then you don't know anything about PR. John McGuire is going to be dropping by. We'll talk a little bit about his race, man. It is it's an important race. I mean, what can I tell you? The 5th Congressional District, a very, very important district. We've got Chris Beach dropping by, my buddy from the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. I want to remind you, we got Father Christmas coming up. And I know it's just Halloween, we got to get through, but Father Christmas is where we get a number of dads in Central Virginia who just need a little bit of help. And we take care of that. So that's all coming up today. We got a lot of great stuff. Saturday, I want to remind you about this. My friend Wendy Yeoman over at Jake's Place reached out to me. She said, look, November the 2nd is the day that WRVA went on the air. This Saturday is the 99th birthday of WRVA. Isn't that crazy? And she said, I'm going to make a birthday cake and give it out to people to celebrate that. I said, oh, that's great. Says, you want to drop by? And I said, well, I got a few things going on. I got to be a judge with my pal Emily Morrissey out in, I think we're going to be in Goochland, big chili cook-off for Nest Academy. But I said, yeah, I can drop by. So I'm going to drop by. I reached out to John Reed. He's going to drop by. And I think the hours we kind of figured on, just because everybody's got so much going on Saturday, call it 11 a.m. till about 12:30-ish, okay? And during that time, you'll be able to get a free slice of birthday cake because Wendy Yeoman and the team at Jake's Place are celebrating the 99th birthday of WRVA. So I'd love to see you out there. Pretty cool stuff. It is 316 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 323 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It is also Halloween. Yeah. I got to tell you, just got a text from Chris Ruddy. And Chris said, hey, Jeff, hate to do this. Oh, man. Here's what I can tell you. I'm not going to tell you everything, but suffice to say that Chris has got an emergency. All right? That's just the nicest way that I can say it, and so that's all I'm going to say. You don't need to know anything more, but he's got it. So Chris is going to be with us. We're going to get him penciled in again for next week, but... also texting me was Dick Morris. So it really does work out well. So we're going to grab Dick Morris at 3:35 and find out what he's thinking as we head into Election Day. And then we'll get Chris rebooked next week once he's able to work through some of this this other stuff that he's got to work through. All right, so I just want to give you a heads up. If you have the program at home and you're keeping track of the participants, you just got to scratch one and put a little something else in. All right. Oh, look, we've been invited to a Zoom, Jeremy. Isn't that exciting? Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you how exciting that is. No, we got a lot of good stuff going on. And election night, we're going to have some extended coverage. It's interesting to me because I'm looking at some of the stuff we're covering, and the reality is a lot of the stuff nobody cares about. It's just the truth, right? I mean, Election Day is going to be all about Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. That's it. Except you got to realize that we're electing every member of the House of Representatives. And you got to remember that we've got elections for the U.S. Senate. and there are one or two elections for one or two other things, and whether you realize it or not, you got to pay attention to all that stuff. I don't want you to get suckered into thinking, well, that's not that important. It is that important. It really, really is. A lot of stuff that's very, very important. And we're going to cover it. You probably heard one of those things a couple of moments ago from 7 until 10. And yes, that is the first I heard of it as well. But there it is from 7 till 10 on Tuesday. So that's good. Dick Morris joins us at 3:35. 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a lovely Friday evening. It also happens to be Halloween, and we've got some great, great, great treats to give out. We do. You know, we're that house. I don't give out mini treats. Give out the real deal. That way people know, it's a good house. It's nice people there. I got a feeling if you were to go to Donald Trump on Halloween, you'd get absolutely full-size bars. I'm just telling you right now. If you were going to Kamala Harris's house, first of all, they probably just have the lights out and the sprinklers on, so you wouldn't even come to the door. And then if you did show up at the door, they would just say, well, just take something out of somebody else's bucket and pretend that we gave it to you. I mean, that's the whole policy, right? It's nuts. It's nuts. You got these commercials now from Kamala Harris, which are just moronic. That somehow women should be lying to their husbands about whom they are voting for. Well, that's absurd. And then did you see the one, the masturbation one? I don't know how to say it nicely, so I'll just tell you. It's some guy in a bedroom, you know, and this, quote, Republican shows up to say, oh, Republicans are taking your porn away. Well, number one, I don't think we are. And number two, how the hell is that a presidential election situation? I just, for the life of me, I don't get it. Now, I told you, I got a text a couple of moments ago from my buddy Chris Ruddy. And so we're going to get Ruddy rescheduled for next week. Got a little thing he's got to take care of. And so he's going to take care of that. We'll get him rescheduled for next week. But Dick Morris is sort of jumping into the breach. I'm happy to have him with us. Dick, good afternoon, sir.
Well, good afternoon. I did not see that Harris ad or know about it.
Consider yourself amongst the lucky.
It's unbelievable.
How desperate are they?
It's one thing to be promoting transgender surgery.
Yeah.
It's another thing to be promoting insect marital infidelity.
It's craziness. I mean, look, there used to be a point where people said, I think this is the important issue. I'm in favor of this. I'm against that. But these folks have just jumped the cliff, have they not?
Yeah. Well, I think that it indicates an advertising operation out of control. Mm. Sounds to me like the kind of ideas you get from ad guys who are very creative, but not very political. And you roll your eyes and you turn them down and you say, go back to Hollywood.
Right.
And that's what this smacks of, I think.
Unfortunately, of course, they're not sending them back. They think these are great things. Dick, look, you've been around the block more than once or twice or 10 times. What's your general sense a couple of days out from Election Day?
I think Trump is going to win, yeah. And I don't think it's going to be that close. Okay. I think he'll win the popular vote narrowly, but that will translate into an electoral landslide. You have to back up and realize that in 2016, Hillary won the popular vote against Trump mm-hmm. by 2.6%, right. And yet Trump defeated her in a wipeout in the Electoral College. And I think that's what's going to happen here. I think Trump is going to carry all of the swing states, with the possible exception of Wisconsin. But I believe she'll carry Georgia, Alabama, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, Pennsylvania, wow. and I think that Wisconsin could go either way. Wow. But with those kinds of numbers, and Trump will pick up a few surprises,
yeah.
Like maybe Virginia and maybe absolutely. Minnesota. And with those kinds of numbers, I think Trump is going to win about 350 electoral votes.
Wow.
And I think that Harris is going to win about 100. 100 electoral votes. So it'll be an absolute wipeout.
I love that. Now, I got to tell you something, Dick. I am going to go in. I don't do predictions. I learned a long time ago I don't do predictions. But if I were to do a prediction, I would tell you that we here in my beloved Commonwealth of Virginia, I have a sneaking suspicion we're going to be red. And that we are going in for Donald Trump.
Well, it's important to realize the political history of Virginia. It used to be a southern state, and then the camp, and then two things happened. In northern Virginia, the federal bureaucracy grew like crazy,
yep.
And the founding fathers decided not to give the bureaucrats a huge vote, and that's why they did not let D.C. become a state. And and when they finally did allow it to vote, it couldn't class more than any regular state. And secondly, I think the universities in Virginia, in the middle and southern part of the state, mobilized their student body. Mm-hmm. And together they took over Virginia.
Yeah.
And they made it into a liberal bastion, kind of like a Colorado or Vermont.
Yep.
And based on that, the Democrats won the last few elections.
Yeah.
But now I think it's swinging back. I think that that Trump has a very good chance of carrying Virginia.
Yeah.
And not because he's going to win the bureaucrats, but because I think he'll win everybody else.
I think you're right. Dick Morris is joining us. Dick, when we talk about this situation with former President Trump, you're saying he's just on track to do phenomenally well. Does this carry down ballot? Does he get a House and a Senate that are going to be on his team?
Yeah, he does. I'm not familiar with the Virginia House races, but I think he'll clearly keep the House and probably add 5 or 10 seats to the margin. And in the Senate race, I see him obviously picking up West Virginia, which is kind of a given, and Montana, which looks very safe.
Yeah.
And then Ohio looks like he could win it. Marino is only 1 point behind.
Okay.
And the polling data from Michigan is very positive. Wisconsin is very positive. I'm not sure he'll win those states, but he'll come very close, and he may well win them. It's important to understand in a Senate race that if your opponent is under 50%, which most of these incumbents are, the undecided usually breaks against them. Because if you're undecided, it's like saying you're going to be married to the same woman next year. And you say, I don't know, I'm undecided. And I think we have, I think that indicates some discontent with the Democratic incumbents.
Dick, how are my friends and family and relatives in Pennsylvania seeing it? Are they going to have the same relationship next year with their lovely bride, or are they going to go in a slightly different direction, you think?
Well, it's possible that McCormick beats Casey.
Yeah.
And I think that there's so many of the Senate races that are hanging by 1 point.
Yeah.
But in all of them, the Democrat is under 50.
Wow.
And so we literally could pick up 5 or 6 seats in the Senate.
That's incredible. Dick Morris.
And we'll at least get control.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, we'll take that, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah. Well, the point is that if Trump wins, we've got control, even if we don't pick up another seat, even if we lose West Virginia,
right.
Because Vice President Pence would vote Republican.
Yeah.
And all we need is one seat.
Yeah.
But, in fact, we'll get 4 or 5, I think.
Okay. Dick Morris is joining us, and Dick has run a presidential campaign or two in the past. You know a thing or two about this. What's your take on the trash truck and the McDonald's?
I think Trump was great.
Right? It's just brilliant.
Yes. Yeah, it is. And particularly since Harris is basing her campaign on the contention that Trump is a billionaire and not conversant with the problems of the average person, and if he is conversant, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
And first of all, Trump is easily rebuts that charge by the tax cuts he's proposing. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime. How many billionaires do you know get time and a half for overtime?
That's right.
And live off tips?
Yeah.
So I don't mean stock tips or horse tips. I mean
tips.
And so I think that that's fanciful. And then her attempting to paint Trump as an elite billionaire is absurd. I think it was Eric Trump, it might have been Donald, one of the kids, said, my father is a blue-collar billionaire.
Yeah.
And I think that's really true. The more you get to know them, the more you realize the truth of that.
Exactly. That is the thing. Yes, he's got the money. There's no question about that. We don't doubt that. But he is, my perspective, as real and as down-to-earth as you can possibly be.
Yep. Yep.
And it was Eric Trump who said, my dad is a blue-collar billionaire. And that, yeah, that's spot on. It's the love affair with Mickey D's, right?
That's right. Exactly. Well, I enjoyed this. Thank you.
Thank you much. That is my buddy Dick Morris. Dick filling in for Chris Ruddy today. A little pinch hitting there. We'll get you all the details on where you can reach out to Dick Morris and follow him. He's got some great stuff out there. It seems to me he's always got a new book coming out. Chris Ruddy, we're going to get back on next week. Now, remember, Chris is the guy who built Newsmax. And I wanted to bring him on today, actually not to talk about Newsmax, as weird as that sounds, because Newsmax is in the process of going public, and there's this pre-IPO offering for certain investors. Chris has been with us to talk about that in the past, but also it's going to be available just general folks like you, folks like me, are going to be able to buy a share or two or 100 or whatever of Newsmax moving forward. But I wanted to talk to Chris a little bit about his relationship with Donald Trump. And I didn't say President Trump, I said Donald Trump, because he's interacted with Donald Trump for decades. And so we're going to have him on again. We'll get him on next week. I do appreciate Dick Morris stepping into the breach there. John McGuire is going to be with us at 4:05. John has run, I think, a stellar campaign. No, I make no apologies. I like John McGuire. I like John McGuire a lot. I had the first John McGuire for State Senate sign out on my lawn. I proudly have a Trump-endorsed John McGuire for Congress sign. I am looking forward to John McGuire being my member of Congress after the election on Tuesday. And it's not done yet. I mean, that's the thing. It's not over. And there's a lot of shenanigans that are going on. And I wish I could tell you that it was all Democrat Party shenanigans. In fact, with the 5th congressional race, it is this this crybaby who is trying to undermine John McGuire. I mean, it's really shameful. It is. But all of that being said, John will be with us at 4:05. My buddy Chris Beach is going to be here. Today was the first day that I was able to teach the brand new Inside Out Dad program at Pamunkey Regional Jail, and that's because of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Chris is the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. We'll talk a little bit about that, but more importantly, we've got to start focusing on our Father Christmas program. I know we got to get through Halloween tonight. We got Thanksgiving and all the rest of it, but Father Christmas is right there. And Chris will explain to you what we do every year with Father Christmas. It's a great opportunity for you to salute a great dad in our area, to help a family that needs a little bit of help. So Chris will be along to talk about all of that straight ahead. Oh, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my friend John Reed will be here. I want to make sure that you are listening to John. I do my best each and every morning to start right at 6. I'm not always there at 6. But whatever time you drop in, stick around for a while. You got great news with Gary Hest. Gary does a tremendous job handling the news, and then great insight and commentary and all that good stuff with John. So that's tomorrow morning starting at 6. It is 3:46, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:53, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It is also Halloween. I don't know why. Halloween makes me think about a couple of things. Cereal is one of them, because I used to love Count Chocula. I really did. I loved Count Chocula. I thought Frankenberry was good. But do you remember when they brought out Boo Berry? Do you know when that happened? You want to feel old? 1973. It's 51 years ago. Which means that Count Chocula and Frankenberry were around even longer than that. Yeah. But I think of Halloween, I think of that. Now that I'm thinking about cereal, wait a minute. Quake and Quisp, Quisp and Quake. Remember that? Exactly the same cereals. Exactly the same cereals. But the manufacturer, and I forget who it was, had this brilliant idea to market them as mortal enemies, basically, Quake and Quisp. You know what that meant? It meant that even though your parents were buying cereal, they had to buy two separate boxes. It's exactly the same cereal. Ingredients are exactly the same. There is nothing different except the shape is slightly different. So one is Quake and one is Quisp. I was a Quisp guy. My brother was a Quake guy. My father thought it was just bat crap crazy, but my mom would buy a box of Quisp and a box of Quake. And we never ate the other kids' cereal. Like, I wouldn't eat Quake for all the world, all the money in the world. And my brother thought that Quisp was ridiculous. Exactly the same cereal. Marketing. Marketing 101. Absolutely brilliant. It's a little bit like Donald Trump coming out in a trash truck, baby. This is the most brilliant practice of PR I have ever seen. John McGuire would love to be my congressman. We'll talk to him in just a couple of moments. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It's also Halloween. We got a lot of great stuff that we are tackling as we head through the afternoon. Hoping you get a nice turnout this evening. I'm hoping you remember that Tuesday is actual election day. Now, I was out and about a little bit earlier at, Pamunkey Regional Jail. I'm teaching a class there. And I had to pass by the courthouse, and there's still early voting going on, and it just looked packed. So I think that's okay, right? I'm not personally an early voting fan, but it is what it is. You got to play by the rules if you want to win the game. And there are plenty of people that are doing that. John McGuire is the Republican nominee. Trump endorsed.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
First from the beginning nominee for the 5th Congressional District. He'll be my congressman after Tuesday, but we got to get him across the finish line. I'm happy to say that that John is joining us. John, good afternoon, my friend.
Hey, good afternoon, Jeff. It's great to be here. We're fired up. We got 5 days to go, but who's counting?
Right.
And I'm excited to get President Trump, Hung Cao, and myself across the finish line in 5 days.
Well, tell me a little bit about how this campaign is going, because you have been everywhere within this 5th Congressional District. Every time I turn around, you're someplace. I'm going, wait a minute, I don't even know where the name is. I got to look this place up. You're everywhere.
Oh, yeah. You know, people say, why do you work so hard? And the answer is easy. If you thought you were losing your country, how hard would you work?
Yeah.
But I leave my house 5 a.m. pretty much every day, and it's not unusual to get home at 11:30 midnight. And I'm going to run through the tape and try to help President Trump get as many votes as possible on the 5th.
Yep.
And help Hung Cao. And obviously, I want to get across the finish line as well. But
yeah,
we're all over the place. We've been to potato socials. My wife goes, what's a potato social? We've been to tractor pulls. We've been to rodeos and everything in between.
Well, now wait a minute, John. I'm with Tracy on this one. What is a potato social?
This thing was in Cumberland County. The sheriff, the board of supervisors, school board, all the members of the town came out, and they had these machines that rotate. They heat up potatoes, and they had 5 different types of chilies, 5 different types of cheeses. Oh, and it was just a great way for the town to come together. But what's interesting is this huge Marine comes by and picks me up, and he goes, brother, what you doing in Cumberland County? I said, I'm running to be your congressman. He goes, right on. And I knew this guy. Last I knew, he was in Afghanistan. I said, brother, what you doing in Cumberland County? He said, I'm retired, and I've got a farm right down the road called Freedom Farm.
Oh,
he's a great patriot.
I love that. And Well, I would imagine you're seeing and hearing that. Obviously, we've got we got a big district, this 5th Congressional District. You're looking at a lot of varied areas. You got a chunk of Hanover, obviously, which is centered right around my house, apparently, but that's okay. You're hearing good things, I hope, as you visit with people?
I am, and let me explain it briefly. So if you think about Kings Dominion, Doswell, Hanover County, that would be the northeast corner of the district. And we go from Hanover west all the way to Albemarle, Charlottesville. And then you go south, it gets you to Lynchburg, and you got a little bit of Bedford, and you keep going south to Danville. And on the North Carolina border, if you follow it east to Mecklenburg, south Boston, all of Mecklenburg, you go north all the way back up to Hanover. So it's a big square. It's 24 county cities and towns. It's just about 800,000 people. It's a big district.
Jeez. So what are some of the issues? I mean, it is so varied, but I'm going to assume, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to assume the first part of it is just helping to make America great again. But what follows behind that?
Well, there's a lot of things on people's minds. I believe in limited government, government accountable to the people, we the people, not the other way around. But if we should do anything, it should be to keep you safe. And, you know, I'm a positive guy, but we are less safe at the local, state, and federal level. And if you look at these foreign wars, they've got Orthodox Christians being killed by the thousands in Ethiopia because the government believes they're a threat to their power. And then you look in October 7th, where the Hamas terrorists came across the Jordan River and the kibbutz of Israel and murdered women and children. You look at what's going on in Ukraine. Those things were not happening under President Trump. And so the best advertisement for your listeners to vote Republican is the last 3.5 years of America last. You know, we were selling energy. We were almost energy dominant. We had a surplus, which means we were making money off energy. And they shut down Anwar. They stopped fracking. And we started buying fossil fuels from countries that don't like us. So instead of making money, we were spending money. And that's caused everything to go up, the grocery stores, fuel. I mean, just everything's more expensive.
Yeah, it's a tough time. I mean, that's the reality of this, John. And I do want to remind everybody, John McGuire is joining us. John is running for Congress, the 5th Congressional District. A few more days to carry this ball right into the end zone and get it done. But it is a tough time, John, where people, I mean, real, just regular folks like you and regular folks like me are going, man, it is costing so much more at the grocery store. It's costing so much more at the gas pumps. I don't know that I can do right by my kids. I don't know if they can do an after-school activity because I'm just not sure that I have the money.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I think about these young people that graduate a trade school or graduate college. They want to, you know, buy a home, start a family, have kids. It's way harder. Interest rates over 7%. And of course, housing costs keep going up. And of course, the business owners have to, when they get taxed more, they have to pass that on to the consumer. Right. And so people are spending less money. And, you know, President Trump, he did more in 4 years than any president I can think of that did in 8. But one of the things he did, he lowered the corporate tax rate down to 21%. Well, Kamala Harris has already said if she gets in there, she's going to raise it up to 28%, which is going to devastate businesses.
That's right.
And so, again, these America Last policies, we're sick and tired of it.
I'm with you. I know I am sick and tired of it. I would like to be able to walk into the grocery store and not be shocked. I'd like to be able to go to my Wawa at Routes 1 and 54 in Ashland and fill up and not be shocked. I'd like to think I could say to my sons, hey, you know what, guys, you could buy a house in the neighborhood at some point because interest rates are coming down. You know, that was the weird thing, John. Kamala Harris is all about, well, we're going to give people $25,000 as if she's going out to get a second job at Food Lion stocking shelves to pay for it. But you look at the interest rates, you give somebody this $25,000, in theory, you give it to them. Now, we both know it's not really free and it's just going to jack the prices up by 25 grand. But if the mortgage rates, the interest rates were lower, it's a couple hundred dollars a month less. People really could afford it without any of your smoke and mirrors.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I think the Democrat part, I'm a positive guy, but I think the Democrats have skipped socialism and gone straight to Marxism.
Yeah.
But Margaret Thatcher said the only thing wrong, she said, She said socialism sounds like a good idea until they run out of other people's money.
That's right.
And that's what they're talking about, is spending your money. That's, you know, in Virginia, this is a state government. Governor Glenn Youngkin, even though he has a Democrat Senate and a Democrat House, he managed to give Virginians $5 billion in tax relief, which is huge. Yeah. It's your money. He said, you know what? I think Virginians can spend their money better than the government. But the Democrats fought him tooth and nail and said, no, 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 we can spend your money better than you. And that's right. The Democrat Party. It's crazy.
It really is. It really is. Well, listen, give everybody sort of the last minute pitch here. I would imagine as you traverse the 5th District the next couple of days, you're going to be asking people to get out there and vote. But if you had one bottom line thing to convince somebody, because there's going to be somebody listening, John's like, well, I don't know, I think I'm just going to stay home. How are you going to get them out to mark that ballot for you?
Well, I'm going to give you some breaking news. I got a phone call from the Trump team in Mar-a-Lago last night. Trump has a rally in Salem, Virginia, on Saturday, and he's asked me to be one of his speakers.
Sweet.
And, you know, I'm a Navy SEAL sniper, so I'm much better with a rifle and giving a speech, but what a huge honor. Trump gave me a personal message to give everyone, and that is he would like everyone to vote early. Now, the last day to vote early is Saturday. A lot of people don't like it, but he's asked people to vote early and to bring 10 people to vote. Now, one guy said, I only have 3 friends. So I said, hey, man, you need to find 7 more friends.
That's right.
So, but we need to lock arms, as Governor Glenn Youngkin says. It's not about me. It's about we the people.
Yep.
And if you want a better future for all Virginians, for all Americans, this is the most important election of your lifetime, for your safety, security, the economy, these foreign wars, this open border, this fentanyl that's poisoning the American people. Please come out to vote. Polls close 7 o'clock on Tuesday, November 5th.
Yep.
And God willing, we're going to get President Trump back in the White House. And not me, but we are going to make America great again.
I love it. Well, John, no questions here. You know where I stand. The first guy to have your signs up in my yard, they're there. I'm happy to have them there. And standing next to Make America Great Again signs with President Trump. So I am all in. I know that you know that. And we're telling people here in the neighborhood, they've got to get out. They've got to vote for John McGuire. I just think it's vital that we get you to Congress and, you know, give you another perch upon which to make a difference, man. I think the world of you, so I'm pulling for you.
Hey, Jeff, there's one more thing I need, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
The Trump team, the Hung Cao team, and the John McGuire team have locked arms. We are a team, and we have 310 voting precincts in the 5th Congressional District Tuesday. Now, we've got volunteers everywhere, but we could use some more.
Okay.
If you'd like to be part of saving our country, if you would like to volunteer, we're going to hand out sample ballots and things like that on Election Day. If you would email me, John@McGuireVA.com. That's J-O-H-N at McGuire, M-C-G-U-I-R-E-V-A.com. John@McGuireVA.com.
All right. Well, we'll share that on social media. And by the way, congratulations to Rusty for taking a star out of the petty cash drawer and slapping it on his shoulder where it belongs.
Yeah, my brother Rusty, everybody thinks he's older than me, but I say he's just more mature. But I'm really proud of him. He started off as an E1, and tomorrow he gets promoted to general.
Jeez.
He in the Army National Guard. He's also Commonwealth Attorney of Louisa County, so he's a man of service, and he's a great patriot.
Yeah, he absolutely is. Those McGuire boys are okay. They're your quintessential overachievers. John, I appreciate you being here, brother. And again, I hope that people get out and support John. I think he's one of the good guys, that's for sure. It is 416. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Chocula. Count Chocula. How can you go any other way? I don't care. I like fruit-flavored cereal. Get out of the line! Make way for those of us who like chocolate. That's the way it's supposed to be. Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, we need an ad to encourage henpecked beta males to vote for Trump. Yeah. No, I hear you. I really do. I look at some of these, the soy boys. You know what I'm saying. They're just so, like, not men, right? I mean, you know what I'm saying there. Where was I the other day? Oh, gosh, I forget where the heck it was. But I just thought, I know you're making a statement with your man bun, but the statement you're making to me is not the statement you think you are making. 804 says, hey, Jeff, I heard that you are dressing up as Jeff Katz for All Hallows Eve. Well, I could, I suppose. I could dress up. I used to be Jeff Katz. You know, many years ago, working in places like San Francisco and Philadelphia, and stuff, yeah, I was Jeff Katz. Now I'm just Jeff Katz. But that's okay. I'll take it. It's fun. Tomorrow morning, John Reed is going to be here. Make sure that you're here for John. Did John announce he's running for lieutenant governor yet? I lose track of these things, and I don't know. I mean, I really don't. I don't know. People think I'm joking when I say that nobody tells me anything. Believe me, nobody tells me anything. But I got a sneaking suspicion John's probably going to do that, isn't he? I would think so. I would hope so. I'll ask him. If you're coming out Saturday, Wendy Oman said she's making a big old birthday cake to celebrate the 99th birthday of WRVA. It has nothing to do with the station, by the way. Just Wendy saying, I like cake and I want to celebrate my favorite station. So that's cool. So I told her that I'd drop by at 11. John's going to drop by at 11. We'll just have some fun. We'll have some cake. Be pretty good. I'll ask him there. Coming up at 4:35, Chris Beach, Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. 4:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. That's exactly what it is. Oh, by the way, it's also Halloween. You don't want the reputation of the small candy bar sort of thing, right? Unless you're giving out a whole slew of them. And give out real candy. This is the other thing I have to point out. If, in fact, you are giving out candy corn, you might as well drop a rock into that kid's bag. Because there's not a single solitary person anywhere that wants candy candy corn. Candy corn, a lot of people don't realize this. I'm going to share a little piece of science with you. And it is science. You have to follow the science. Candy corn is actually made when witches clip the bunions off their feet. That's what candy corn is. No, it's a scientific fact. And then they mix it together with, it's just ugly. No, the only proper way to eat candy corn, I'm just going to remind you of this, because this is a public service. Then we'll chat with Chris Beach in just a second. But the only way that you can properly eat candy corn is to take the bag of candy corn, open it up, dump all of the contents into a trash can, and then go get yourself a Reese's peanut butter cup. No, you're welcome. Follow me for more life hacks. Chris Beach from the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia is joining us. We got some important work to do with our Father Christmas project, and we're going to get the lay of that land. With Chris, good afternoon, sir.
I mean, how do I follow that candy corn introduction? How do I follow that?
You don't. Check your email. I have instructions for you over there.
Got you. I got you. Great. Great to hear from you.
You're happy I got out, right, of jail this morning?
Well, that's what I was, going to ask you. I was going to say, so how was your time behind bars today?
You know what? People are going to think I'm nuts. It was absolutely delightful. It was a great great first day as we brought the Inside Out Dad program to Pamunkey Regional Jail.
Yeah, and we're so excited that we're also going to be bringing it back to Richmond City jails really, really soon, as well as Chesterfield Jail. So any of the other jails out there that, if you have listeners that are listening, if there's a regional jail in this area that'd be interested, we'd love to go to jail.
Yeah. You know, people don't quite understand that, although I am going to say something, Chris. It is so entertaining when you call people, and I think I shared this with you, when we decided that it's going to be Thursday morning, we're doing this at Pamunkey, and I had to change a few things. It was great fun to call people up and say, hey, I got to change my appointment on Thursday. Oh, what's the matter, Jeff? I'm going to jail. And then they don't know what to say.
Exactly. And that's the reality is that on the outside, we can joke about it, but the inside, yep. What you're doing there is truly making a change in those men's lives, because 80% of all men in jail did not have a father figure or a father in their life, and 92% of all men in jail are dads. Yep. So what we're doing in jail, although we can joke about it out here, what we're doing is really making a difference, because we're giving them the skills they need to reconnect with the mother of their children, to reconnect with their children, and giving the skills they need to be a better father, so when they come out, they don't recidivize and go right back in.
Absolutely. Chris Beach is joining us. Chris is the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. The Inside Out Dad program is about 10 weeks. I mean, we give or take a week here or there, depending on the facility, I know. But what it does is it takes a curriculum, if you will, and presents it in a very down-to-earth, relatable way. And Chris, I want to share with you, when I was in Pamunkey today and I was dealing with some of these guys in the class, I said to him, I said, look, we're all here, we're all dads. And one of the big rules for the Inside Out Dad program, you make this clear every single time, is there is no such thing as a perfect dad.
Well, we have yet to find one. And if you do find one, please let me know. I would love to hire them full time. I really would.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. No, where we are all seriously flawed human beings, and particularly in the area of dadding. And so we kind of put our heads together, put our hearts together, and just try and help on this. Well, look, enough about that, because we'll be talking about that for weeks and weeks and weeks to come. But I want to talk about Father Christmas. I mean, today is Halloween. We're getting close to Thanksgiving, but you want to talk about Christmas already. So what gives?
Well, we know that around this time of year, some dads in the community start to really stress out, yeah, if you will, because during certain parts of the year, they're doing everything they can to make ends meet. They might have fallen short on some money, or they might be falling back on some rent, or they might have had an illness come up, or they're lacking hours at their jobs. And around Christmas time, it's a stress on a dad to make sure they're providing Christmas for their children and their families. And, you know, you're buying Christmas trees, you're buying presents, you're going to the Christmas performances, you're doing all of this, and that costs money. That's so true. What we're doing now is we are taking nominations for great dads in our community. And when we say in our community, we are here in Central Virginia, from Petersburg down to Chesterfield, over to Powhatan, to Hanover, everywhere in Central Virginia, but we're also nominating dads down in the Tidewater area in Hampton Roads, from Norfolk and Newport News all the way down to Chesapeake. So we are going to bless these dads with $500 cash, and here in the greater Richmond area, we are also providing the presents for the families, and one of the dads will be getting a car for the holidays, because we know that one of the biggest reasons that these dads are struggling is because they do not have reliable transportation, and we want to take that worry off one of the dads this year again, thanks to our friends over at Auto Rescue.
All right, so Chris, the question becomes, how do we help? Is it just a matter of nominating a dad? Do we have to sort of belly up to the bar and say, hey, I'm going to adopt this family? What do we have to do?
Well, it's one or two ways you can help out. First of all, nominating a dad is what we're looking for right now. We need dads to be nominated so we can choose those 25 dads. So if you know a deserving dad that might need a little extra help this holiday, please nominate them at our website. But then secondly, we do need dads to be sponsored. We need people who would be willing to give the $500 or adopt that family to get the presents for, because I was speaking with one gentleman, and he looked at me and he said, you know, Chris, is it sad that I do not know one dad that needs this? And I looked at him and said, you know, it's not sad, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
But being that we are blessed that way, why don't you bless another dad in our community by either sponsoring him or adopting a family? Literally, later that afternoon, I get back on my computer, and what do I see? He had adopted a family, because he and his family are going to take care of another dad this Christmas time.
I love that. Man, I love the success stories, and they are out there. Every year that I have been involved one way or another, I've seen it up close and personal. And I do share this, and I'll share it again, Chris, that for the Katz family and the Thomas family, we kind of pool our resources. We're friendly. We sponsor a dad, you know, and we split it up between the two families. That's what Jamal and I do, because that's the easy part, right? It's like, oh, here's some money. Now I'm going back over there. And then Sakina and Heidi get together, and they actually go out and they make a day of it, and they go shopping for the kids in that family. It's just a great time. It's amazing. We're helping. I mean, we know we're helping, Chris. On some level, we know it. But it is so much fun and provides so many wonderful opportunities for just all of us to sit around and have fun and cut up and laugh about stuff. And also, I guess, in the back of our minds, just remind ourselves, man, we are thoroughly blessed.
And when those dads do come and we're able to give them that money and we're able to give them those presents, I mean, you've seen it firsthand. They, these dads are humble. They're not expecting it. This is a surprise for all of these dads. We're working with the nominators to make sure that the dads don't know about this. They just think it's a visit with Santa for their kids. Yep. And then when we turn around and they say, "Dad, we're actually here for you," and we hand them the $500, there's tears, there's bro hugs, there's just a sense of relief. And to see those children look up at their dad as a hero, that's what gets me all the time. Because, you know, sometimes dads forget that we forget that we are an important part in our family's lives. But to have those children look up to their dad, that's Christmas for me.
Absolutely, man. It's beautiful. So remind everybody, how do they help? We need the nominations for the dads for Father Christmas. What way can they let you know who they're thinking of in that regard?
Well, everything's on one convenient site this year. You can go to this site that I'm about to tell you. You can see the video from last year. We even got your ugly mug in there on that video. And then you can also nominate a dad there. You can sponsor a dad there. And you can also adopt a family there. But it's FatherChristmasVA.org. Everything you need to adopt, to sponsor, or to nominate a dad is in that one website.
All right, FatherChristmasVA.org, FatherChristmasVA.org. Well, I love this, as you know. I want people to nominate a dad. I want people to step up and make the donations and help out the dads, help out the families. And Chris, I appreciate all that you do because you do take point on all of this. And I don't know if anybody ever says thank you to you, but thank you to you, man. You're doing the right thing for all the right reasons, and there are many of us who appreciate that.
Well, I'm blessed to wake up every morning with a wife that I love and four boys that still pretend like I'm somewhat important in their lives.
It's just a stage, or at least that's what I'm told. You know, I had a dear friend, Rich McTernan. Rich McTernan said, you know, kids go through this awkward stage between the age of 4 and 28. And I thought, well, okay, yeah, that kind of narrows it down. But those of us that are dads know that you got to step up to the plate. Give everybody that website one more time, would you please?
It's FatherChristmasVA.org.
All right. We're going to get it up on all our social media. We'll get you back, obviously. We want to make this the biggest success it's ever been. That is Chris Beach. He's an amazing man. He's a wonderful dad. He's a great husband. I like Chris Beach, and I don't care what Jamal has told me about him through the years. I like Chris Beach, and FatherChristmasVA.org is how you can help out. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Budget class, let me tell you something. You got a window you're looking at right now, and it's fogged or it's cracked, and you're thinking, oh, last thing I need. The last thing I need is to replace that whole stinking sash window. Well, guess what? You don't have to replace that whole stinking sash window. You are going to pop that sash window, stinking or not, out. You're going to take it down to Budget Glass, 5609 Hull Street Road on the south side of town. You are going to get it there before 10 o'clock in the morning. Then you're going to go get a cup of coffee or a sandwich or something and go pick it up. And on the way home, you're going to go, oh, my God, I saved $100. That's not a bad situation at all. Is it easy to do that? Let me tell you something. In the area of home improvement, if I can do something, it's easy. And I have been able to do exactly that. So take my word. You can do that. Pop it out. Get it down to Hull Street, 5609 Hull Street Road on the south side of town. Get it there by 10 in the morning. You're going to save $100. You need some more details, get in touch with David at 804-231-1029. 804-231-1029 online, budgetglasscompany.com, budgetglasscompany.com.
Late one night. 452, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
I'm checking the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Ann from RVA says, Jeff, I agree 100% on the candy corn matter. That's the stuff you save for people you really dislike. Kudos to Reese's. I don't even save it for people I dislike. I just don't want it anywhere near me. There is an alternate method to making candy corn, and I don't know if I'm supposed to share it with you, but I'm going to share it with you. The vast majority of the candy corn, of course, comes as a witch's clip.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
The bunions on their feet, that's what candy corn is. The other, the commercial manufacturing endeavor related to candy corn, it's the devil's earwax. So it's just not good for you. There's nothing good about candy corn. If you want candy, have candy. If you want corn, have corn. But never the two should meet, ever. Oh, and by the way, we're maybe going to save America. Maybe. You know, it's a maybe. I'd love to tell you it's a slam dunk. I am not as obsessed with politics as I was at one point. This is where I always get into a big discussion, sometimes a debate with people. This is all about electing someone. For me, it's not. Maybe it is for other people. It is not for me. But I look at the country and what's at stake, and that is for me. Well, actually, it's not even for me. It's for my kids. I happen to believe if you don't have children, you don't have the same worldview as I do. I don't think that makes you a bad person. I really don't. But you don't have the same amount of skin in the game as I do. And I didn't always believe that was the case. Certainly, when I was a single guy and had no kids, I was firmly convinced that my buy-in was exactly the same as everybody else's. Now that I am a well-seasoned individual, I don't want to say old, with not one, not two, but three kids, well, I got news for you. It's not the same. And it's not supposed to be the same. That's the thing. I look at my boys who are in their 20s. They got a very different view of this world. I look at this and say, I have done the best I could for my children. They didn't have everything. They didn't go everywhere. But I would like to think that at the end of the day, when I am no longer on this side of the soil, that my boys will be able to say, he wasn't that bad. He wasn't that stupid. Might have known a thing or two, and I think he did the best that he could. And part of doing the best that you can for your kids is trying to keep this nation on track. I'm not looking to send it in one direction or another direction. I'm trying to keep it right there on the rails. I think if there's some dents along the way, you look at this as a classic car, right? I've told you this a million times. It's a classic car. You don't go in there with a sledgehammer and break it all up and try and rebuild it. You buff it out, man. Well, we got a ding over there. Little Bondo will fix that up. Maybe a new paint job. That's my responsibility, is to keep this nation functioning and moving forward so that my kids have a chance. I mean, that's where I am. All right, Maloney, no baloney with Brian Maloney. Maloney's going to be with us at 5:05, last hit before we get to Election Day. It's going to be interesting. 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, it is Halloween, and, we got candy in store here at palatial Katz Family Manor. Stately Katz Manor. Does that work for everybody? But I already had the highlight of my day. A couple of moments ago, heading out to the Arcadec deck, and there's Julia. Music is playing. Julia's smiling. That's it.
It's all downhill from there. Don't tell Maloney, but, you know, he's no Julia Katz. He's pretty good, though. I want to share a couple of quick texts coming in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And then we are going to talk with my buddy Brian Maloney. Let's see. Tim in Chesterfield says, Jeff, caramel popcorn, that's it. That's the best one. All right, I'll take that. I'll do that. I still believe that Reese's peanut butter cups are the best way to go. When I was a kid, it was Reese's. And growing up in Philadelphia, Tasty Cake was only available in Philadelphia. They had full-size fudge bars. I used to know exactly which house. There was one house on the back side of where we lived. They gave them out every year, every kid that came by. And my mom would never buy them for us. So we went, we got ours, and we would take like a little tiny nibble out of it and then wrap it up, and we'd have it for a month or so. It was good stuff. But caramel popcorn, that's okay. 757 says, Jeff, I agree. People who have no children just don't feel the same as those of us who do. However, those childless people should think about the future as well. I just don't think they've thought about their future as they should. I agree with you. If you don't have kids, you do not have the same view. You do not have the same amount of skin in the game. And certain things become far more important to you than they should be. 804, Jeff, Mark Cuban said you never see smart women around Trump. Oh, God, give it a break already. Seriously. I think Mark Cuban thought he was going to be Secretary of the Treasury or something for Kamala Harris, but we'll see. Hey, Brian Maloney is joining us. Very few people I know who are able to analyze political races as well as Brian does. Been doing it for a long time. One of the best talk radio personalities ever, ever. Brian, appreciate you being here, man.
Oh, Mark Cuban. Oh, don't even get me started, Jeff.
Well, now that you bring it up, what are you thinking about Mark Cuban? God,
well, he's trying to look like Rachel Maddow now. What's that about? He's trying to look like a middle-aged woman. He's pulling that off, but everything else with him is just... And, you know, he's really an accidental billionaire. I mean, he basically sold a worthless company for, you know, a ton of money back in the dot-com era. He's just a very, very lucky guy, one of the few who got out unscathed.
Yeah.
And has... turned himself this year into the, you know, Mr. Kamala Harris.
Why do you think that is? Because I go back long enough, and I know you do as well. Cuban always struck me as a libertarian, right?
Yeah.
Free market, lead your life, don't bug me. But now all of a sudden, man, he's just all in with the left.
Well, some kind of deal must have been made. There's got to be more to the story, because to just have some kind of, you know, if you're going to chalk it up to a change of heart or whatever, what's the case? You know, and the thing is, every time they interview Mark Cuban on CNBC, was one on the morning show a couple weeks ago. It was Mark Kernan. He was asking, or Joe Kernan,
yep,
asking him about, you know, okay, so here's Harris's policies. 1, 2, 3, 4. Which ones do you agree with? He didn't agree with any of them. And so if you don't agree with any of her policies, then why are you supporting her?
Yeah. Do you not think that he just, for whatever reason, he hates Trump?
It's got to be something like that. You know, there's got to be something more to this story. But
yeah,
he's as annoying as Bruce Springsteen out there and a few of these other clowns that are so... You know, the Bruce Springsteen, and please don't let him sing anymore, please.
God, I know. Is he threatening to move if Trump wins? Isn't that what he's saying?
You know, I mean, none of them ever actually do it. You know, we hear this all the time,
right?
You know? I mean, it's just, you know, we've got some obnoxious people out there. We really do in our popular culture.
Yeah, I'm amazed all the time. Brian Maloney is joining us. Brian is, well, Brian's many things. Well, you are. Yeah, you know, you're one of the greatest broadcasters you're one of the greatest broadcasters I've ever met. One of the best talk show hosts that anybody could ever have hoped to have listened to. You've been inside on political campaigns and organizing and the rest of it. And you're a dad. You know, we were talking a little bit about this, Brian. I'm curious if you don't mind just venturing an opinion through this perspective. Those of us who have kids see this race in a very different way than those people who don't.
Well, I mean, I think it just comes down to will our children, will the next generations have any kind of freedom and know what America has been and what America could be again? Yeah. You know, our potential. This is a country that has always had so much potential, and we've started to lose that.
Yep.
And, you know, I think what you, because I think about this a lot, it's like, you know, I had a role in bringing, you know, I've got two children, and I'm, you know, God created them, I didn't, but I certainly parented them, and yep. Bottom line is, I didn't bring two children into the world so that Harris and these, you know, finger-wagging librarians, scolds, you know, could tell my children what to do every day, and that's what it boils down to.
Well, what about Megan Rapinoe? Would you take a good finger wag? Now she has pink hair. The former soccer.
No way. I wouldn't go anywhere near her.
No, by the way, you know, Brian, she's saying that if Trump wins, there will be, quote, a violent reality. So the left is already telling us what they plan to do.
Well, and that's what, you know, I have friends who are sending me texts and messages, you know, like, you know, what should I do to prepare? Or one person said, you know, they were preparing for violence. And, you know, and I started to think, is that really, are we really going to have that? I mean, I don't know, but I mean, I think then I thought, you know, I follow the left every day of the week, and maybe I'm missing, maybe I'm refusing to see what they're doing. I don't know. I can't imagine them taking a Trump victory without erupting in the streets. Can you? I can't imagine them just doing that.
No, Brian, I think that if President Trump is reelected, then we will see a whole slew of those mostly peaceful protests pop up yet again across America.
Well, and that's just it. So what, you know, what do we need to do to protect ourselves and our families? Could it get that bad? So, yeah. You know, I think that's, it's, yeah, to me, I think, Jeff, that Election Day is when everything begins. You know, it's the beginning of this next phase, not the end. It's the,
that's right.
You know, first we have to see what kind of cheating they pull off, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we've already seen evidence of that in Michigan. We've already got hardcore, you know, we've already got bona fide evidence that I've been spreading around, and other people have been too, where one person seemed to have voted about 100 times, and then they caught that student, I think student from China who had voted, and they said, oh, well, this rarely ever happens. I'm laughing. I think, well, it's just rare that you do anything about it, but it's happening all the time. Come on. I mean, we're not stupid.
No, and it you know what? It's also not just the folks who are voting, it's their efforts to keep other people from voting. You saw this thing out of Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and people want to say, oh, it's a backwards county. Dude, I grew up in Philadelphia. I've known Bucks County since the day I was old enough to get on a bus and go to Bucks County. Not backwards, but Democrats strong at this point. You saw the nonsense. There's a video out there, I shared it, of a police officer somewhere telling a guy with a MAGA hat, and all it says is make America great again.
Right, it doesn't say Trump, right?
Nope, doesn't say Trump. It's not a political hat. And he tells him he's going to be arrested if he stands there with that hat and goes in to vote. I'm sorry, this is outrageous on every level.
Well, it really is. And that hat does not say vote for Trump on it. So that's the kind of stuff that we're dealing with out there. And it's just interesting. I mean, I'm absolutely floored and fascinated with the Trump campaign this year, because it is so much better than his previous two campaigns. And I mean, I've never seen anybody do these things, you know. And I was joking, you know, I actually have a degree in political science, and it's useless because Trump just threw out the playbook. He rewrote the book. I'd have, you know, I mean, I don't know why anybody would go to school for that degree now. All you got to do is watch what this man is doing. And the garbage truck thing yesterday was just ingenious.
Well, all right. So Mr. Poli Sci degree, assuming that anybody's allowed to discuss and examine political campaigns that don't come from the ruling class, the Trump situation with that, nothing short of brilliant. Am I right?
Well, it was brilliant. And the thing is, I think, Jeff, that you and I could appreciate it coming from broadcasting backgrounds, because we were always living and dying based on what kinds of stunts that we pulled. You know,
that's
you don't
right.
see that as much now, but you and I are from the old school
that's
in
right.
broadcasting, where if you wanted to advance your career, you had to pull some stunts, and they had to be creative.
That's right.
And sometimes they got you fired, but, you know, I mean, that's the risk, but you couldn't advance or maybe even keep your job without that. You know that. I mean, you
yeah.
did some, I did some. I mean,
yep.
so I'm watching Trump and I'm saying, this guy, this is like an old school radio guy
yeah.
pulling stunts, and they're brilliant. I mean, everyone, and he did the rally last night wearing the jacket.
Absolutely. No, you're right, man. It is back in the days, back when radio used to be radio. It hasn't been radio
yeah.
in a decade or so, but back when radio was radio, we did that stuff all the time. And
oh, we had to. Yeah.
You had to. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. This is a guy who understands the appeal of Vince McMahon, the World Wrestling Federation, World Wrestling Entertainment.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
You know,
shows up at the events.
Somebody, now let me ask you this, because now that we're over time, we're talking radio, buddy. This is a guy you know had part of his view of the world set by guys like Bob Grant in New York, right?
He knows. Absolutely, and Rush. Rush had a great deal of influence on Trump, a great deal, going back years, more than people know. And the Trump candidacy and presidency has been, in many ways, a Rush Limbaugh presidency. Really has, the one that Rush was never able to attain or didn't want to or try for.
Yeah.
And so that's really what we've been getting here.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely wonderful. And I really think we're going to win on Tuesday. But I want us to win Virginia, because
yes.
if we win Virginia, the night will be short. If we win Virginia, Jeff, can you just beg your listeners to have 100% turnout? You just beg them for me. Beg.
Brian, I am telling you now, I am hoarse at this point. I've been begging people to
scream at people. Just, you know, and even if they get annoyed at you, just say, come on, it's, you know, let's put Virginia, because the polls are showing that Virginia is in play, and
yep.
man, the satisfaction of winning Virginia would be it would be more than any other state, because nobody has that on the red map. Nobody does, and yet the polls show it could be within 1 to 3 points, which means your listeners alone could put Trump over the top.
Well, Brian, I agree with you, man. I got to run, because I got to remind people to go and vote for Trump. But I'm going to look forward to chatting with you again after the election. That is Brian.
Absolutely.
Cody. Remind everybody real fast where they find you online.
Sure. Facebook.com. So it's Facebook, and we have a page called Media Equalizer. Media Equalizer, one word, on Facebook. And we love having you there. Media Equalizer on Facebook.
I love it. Thank you, Brian. That is Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer. And he's absolutely right. Virginia is in play. I've been telling people that. I don't mean to lecture anybody, and I promise I'm not wagging my finger. But I have been saying this since the beginning, that Virginia is in play, and I cannot tell you how many people say, oh, that's ridiculous. It's not ridiculous, because these are real people like you and me who are going to the grocery store and buying gasoline, for God's sakes. Virginia's in play. I don't do predictions, as you know, but I would not be the least bit surprised if Virginia goes the right way, if you know what I mean. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Doo-doo-doo-doo. All right. Well, I'm just sort of bopping along with the stuff there. I kind of like that. We got time here. I want you to hear just a couple of little snippets that they should make your hair hurt. They may or may not. Cut number 3.
And after days of backlash over that comedian at the Madison Square Garden rally calling Puerto Rico a floating pile of garbage, tonight Trump seizing on President Biden's words.
Oh, is that what he did, David? That's little David Muir from ABC News. Remember, he's supposed to be a fair, impartial dude for debates. He's a hack. Well, anyway. All right. How about cut number 4? They somehow dug up Bill Clinton, and that should scare everybody. Cut number 4.
I don't think it's right to say that people have to vote for Donald Trump because the economy is better there.
I don't. No, just ignore the facts. No, come on into my world of delusion. Pretend that everything is just fine. I tell you, for all of her support from the big-time Democrats like Bill Clinton and Joe Biden, man, they don't seem to like her all that much. And they just inadvertently, accidentally, in Clinton's case, tell the truth. You're damn right the economy was better during Trump's time. You don't like his mean tweets? Don't read them. You think he's kind of orange, you don't like his hair? Fine, don't hire him to do your makeup or your hair. But the economy was better. Your kids, my kids, had a better shot at a better life. Grow up, vote the right way. I'm Jeff Katz, and I approve this message from Jeff Katz. 526 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
You may clap.
535, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is a Friday evening. It is Halloween. I know the Ashland Theater's got stuff this evening. They've had some great Halloween-style films the last, probably last 2 weeks. It's good stuff. If you get the chance, you haven't been up here to Ashland in a while, come on up. I think you'll have a good time. We've got the election.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And in case nobody noticed that, coming up on Tuesday, it's going to be a fascinating one. It really is. I look at Donald Trump and I keep thinking, man, another home run, another home run, another home run. What he did, how he was able to turn that whole garbage thing around in a matter of hours, nothing short of brilliant. And you know how you know it was a really good stunt. That's what they're calling it, as a stunt. You know how you know it was a really good stunt? You know it's a really good stunt because all the leftists are all over it, attacking it and condemning it. You may not like Donald Trump. I don't really care, but he resonates with the vast majority of us. And two images of this guy, one in a McDonald's window wearing the apron, and one in a garbage truck, and then standing on stage in the vest. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. There's nothing that Kamala Harris can do to compete because she doesn't like us. She does not like people. She doesn't mind those who are in her elitist crew, but she, like Joe Biden, just thinks we are all garbage.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Yeah. I mean, I got the message a long time ago. I got that memo. I read it. I know exactly how they feel. Dr. Keith Ablow, I think, has probably got a sense of how those left-wing elitists feel. Keith, are you with us here in this gigantic garbage can?
I am the garbage of which they speak.
Yeah, you are.
Absolutely. I know, because they come to my door here in Newburyport, and they say, I'm here to take out the garbage. And I say, no, no, it's right at the curb. They're like, no, you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Yeah, you see it up close and personal. Man, what do you think drives somebody? You look at Joe Biden, and we can talk about his decline and this and that. But did he just accidentally say the so-called quiet part out loud? Or do you think he, maybe the direction of his wife, is saying, hey, we got to tank her. She shivved you, and now it's your turn to pay her back.
Well, it certainly could be that Joe Biden wants to tank Kamala Harris. Why not? She absconded with his presidency. He's allowed. Yep. But the other thing about Biden is, you know, this guy is a brawler. I mean, he doesn't care, right? You offend him, he'll blow up your pipeline. He doesn't care how many whales die. He tells you, fire the prosecutor, I'm going to deprive the country of billions of dollars. Because you have to do that because my son needs me to remove one of the prosecutors in Ukraine.
Yep.
This guy's, he's many things. He may suffer from dementia. He may have lost control of his presidency, but he's not shy. He's a tough guy, and he stops at nothing. He thinks that those who oppose him are garbage.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a blood sport, and he's a gladiator. He may look you know, like he's, you know, at this point, you know, the godfather,
right,
ready to hand over the reins. But he's a warrior, of another kind. He is scorched earth,
yeah,
right? And so I think, Jeff, that's one of the reasons that people should be very invested in this election, because imagine, half the country, hopefully more than half, by the way, mm-hmm, is considered by the other party, the Democrat Party, as garbage. We've never said anything like that about the other half of the country. Never, ever.
Nope.
But to think that you'd be living in a country run by Kamala Harris and she hates you, and thinks of you as garbage, and thinks that if you're a conservative woman, you're stupid. That's stressful.
Yeah,
that's a real thing. You, the IRS may want to tamper with you.
Uh-huh.
The DEA may want to come to your door.
Right.
Came to mine.
Yep.
Right, and so it's a real election for real stakes.
What about those of us who are conservatives? And I want to remind everybody, Dr. Keith Ablo is joining us. KeithAblo.com is probably the best way to stay in touch with Keith. Great website, all sorts of different avenues to go down. But, Keith, I hear Joe Biden tell me that I'm garbage, and I'm thinking, well, I knew that. I knew that that's how you felt, and I've known that for a long time. There are, however, people in America today who are shocked that they are being described as garbage, and they don't know exactly how to process that. What would you tell them?
What I would tell them is wear the moniker proudly, because what defines you as garbage is your commitment to being an individual and thinking for yourself. That means you're garbage because you're in the way. What do you do with things that are in the way? You throw them in the dumpster.
Yep.
You're garbage. Why? Because you don't see the wisdom of a single government controlling the whole world,
mm-hmm,
allowing you not to speak your mind freely, depriving you of any way to defend your family with a weapon, and suggesting that what you ought to think about with most of your time is where you're going to get high and which gender you want to be, and, you know, whether there are abortions available, you know, a mile away as opposed to further away. That's what they want you to think about, that the level of your autonomy should be, am I going to get an abortion? Am I going to get high? Am I going to be a boy or a girl? Okay, that leaves a lot of land area for the people who want power to grab it, like wealth, influence, a determination of what kind of future we're going to have.
Wow.
It's pretty sad. I mean, we're garbage because we insist on being rooted and connected to a higher power, which, by the way, they think is insanity, delusional. They think we're crazy garbage. The fact that we think that there's a force in the universe greater than the government,
yeah,
they think is absolute, complete lunacy and garbage.
What do you think their perspectives are? What are their thoughts when it comes to family? And the reason I mention that, Keith, is that today during the program, I said, and I not to offend anybody, because I have friends of mine who are conservatives who don't have kids, but I said, you know what? If you don't have kids, you don't have the same skin in the game that I do, and you don't see things the same way, right? I mean, if it's just me, man, I'm buying a pack of smokes and I'm eating a stick of butter. All right, that's just me, right? What do I care? It's all over.
Right.
It's over, baby. The, you know, the buzzer's going to sound and we're done. But if you believe in something higher and you have something that will live past your time on this mortal coil, man, it is just different.
Well, it is different, but they would say, why are you saying those are your children? Just like Obama said, it's not your business. You don't have a business. We built roads allowing you to get to your business. Where would you be if it weren't for the roads we paved?
That's right.
You would have no business.
Yeah.
And as to your role in your family, those aren't your kids. Those are wards of the state,
yep,
who you cook some meals for. But you better use the ingredients that we advise you to. You better immunize them when we tell you to. You better make sure they're never truant, or Kamala Harris, as she did, will lock you up in jail.
Yeah. Real criminals, she's got no problem with because they're, well, whatever. What do you think the mindset is after Tuesday? I'm already hearing from leftists, like that Megan Rapinoe, the multi-hair-colored soccer lady, is already saying, well, Trump wins, there's going to be, quote, a violent reality. Do you think they're going to be these mostly peaceful protests that pop up around America again?
I think, though, I think mostly peaceful protests. I think that there will be some reaction, and it should be seen as baiting the good folks like Donald J. Trump, or as I call him, Donald J. Washington, into some sort of action that they can then define as being a despot, which, you know, but of course they see the rule of law properly applied, and the notion that there really are things like borders, and that if you come here illegally, you really should leave. If you don't have, you know, reason to fear for your life as a political, you know, person seeking asylum, they see that as abhorrent. Yeah. Like, well, why are you? Because why? Because they have to get rid of the country. Like, America's in the way of one world government. Mm-hmm. America's in the way of taking away this horrible thing that they see, like the idea that people would be able to speak their minds freely. They see it as really offensive. Like, you may say something that could hurt people's feelings. Ugh. Okay, that's the code. They're saying, don't hurt people's feelings. We've got to restrict free speech. What they really mean is we want all control.
That's right.
We want to cut the tongues out of your mouths.
Yep.
And the way we're going to do it is to say you're not nice. They say that about Trump. He's uncouth.
Yep.
Well, no, he's uncouth. No, he's just telling the truth.
Right.
Uncouth or the truth. It's the truth.
I love that. Man, you, as always, are telling the truth. I want to remind everybody, KeithAblow.com is where you go to stay up to date with my buddy Keith. All sorts of great stuff there. Not too late to get yourself a copy of Trump Your Life. You can get it on Amazon.com is the easiest. But I'm telling you, go to KeithAblow.com for everything Keith Abloh. You will not be disappointed. Keith, I appreciate it, brother. It is 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
I got 5 pieces of candy. I got a chocolate bar.
I got a quarter. I got a rock.
Ah, poor Charlie. Did anybody ever have the orange UNICEF boxes? You know what I'm talking about? They were cardboard back in the day, and you would get them in class if you wanted them. And the idea was that you put your little UNICEF box together, and you would go around door to door, and in addition to begging for candy, you would beg for people to put change into the orange box. Well, I don't know if I should share this, but I'm going to. As a child with a family of limited means, I was always looking for some opportunity to have a couple of extra dollars. You know where I'm going, right? There were a couple of us, there are many of us in Philadelphia, who got those little orange boxes and went around collecting, had people dropping the change in those little orange boxes. And, well, that change never made it anywhere close to those starving children, wherever those starving children were, because we were convinced we were the starving children. And, yeah, so, I mean, I hang my head in shame. It's like 50 years ago that I did it, and I'm thinking the statute of limitations probably ticked a long time ago. But I always bear that in mind. I mean, I love Halloween. I really do. Orange happens to be my favorite color. Orange and blue are my favorite colors. And I love everything about Halloween. I love the fun part. I love the candy. Of course, it's hard not to love the candy. I love the idea that you've got folks who are doing something exciting and interesting and innovative, creative, as they put together costumes. I don't want to see big kids, like, seriously, like, if you're 17 years old, go buy your own candy. Leave me alone. But, you know, little kids come to the door. I'm hoping we get kids tonight. We do that trunk or treat thing, which I hate. But, I mean, we do it in our community, but we still get some folks who come to the door. And that's nice. I told you that the trash truck thing with Donald Trump was brilliant, and I knew that it was brilliant because of how upset the leftists were. I want to give you an example of how upset the leftists are. Cut number one.
As we are now 6 days out from Election Day, nearly 60 million votes have already been cast in early in-person voting and through the mail. And the latest polls suggest the race could not be tighter. Both campaigns are locking their focus on the battleground states. Vice President Kamala Harris rallied in North Carolina and Pennsylvania today and is in Wisconsin tonight. Former President Donald Trump was in North Carolina earlier and tonight is also in Wisconsin. He landed in Green Bay just a short time ago and then pulled this campaign stunt, speaking to reporters from a garbage truck, proof that he and his supporters are giving no grace to a gaffe by President Biden, where he, in his explanation, inadvertently called Trump supporters garbage. This, of course, was in response to that racist joke about floating garbage told at a Trump rally just last weekend. Vice President Harris is distancing herself from the negativity and trying to drive home her unifying message that if elected, she will represent all Americans.
Who is that? Who is that lady? Is she pitching to be press secretary, the next minister of propaganda, if Kamala Harris wins? Aw, the Trump people didn't provide any grace to Joe Biden. Why? Joe Biden just called us all garbage. Well, they tried to explain there was a missing apostrophe. There was no missing apostrophe. The only thing missing were his two middle fingers wagging at us. Who are we kidding?
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Yeah, where would you put the apostrophe? Anybody have a clue? Let me do that one more time, would you?
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Yeah, well, I think that's pretty clear. And I'm telling you, I get it. I know that you think I'm garbage. And I will tell you that I'm perfectly okay with you thinking that I'm garbage. I'm past the point where I put too much stock into people who say, well, I think this and I think that about me. I'm good. You do you. That's the Book of Jamal, chapter 1, verse 1. You do you. I don't need to have somebody like her lecture me on how I should have done more. Joe Biden made clear what he believes. You make no mistake about it. He hates you. I've said this for years now. The leftists hate us. They think we're garbage. They don't believe that we should have the ability to speak freely. They've made that clear. Now, you want to go vote for her? Then you vote for her. You do you. But I don't see how you can do that and still be a responsible American. I just don't. Have a fantastic evening. Enjoy Halloween. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WR.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.